Nicolas Maduro is very loyal to Cuba. He's been an acolyte of the Cuban communist system for decades now, ever since he was a bus driver and a union organizer and a budding Marxist himself in Venezuela back in the 1980s. He's been a very loyal fan of Cuba, and he'll do whatever it takes to make sure that Cuba is still receiving that about 100,000 barrels of subsidized oil a day from Venezuela. So that's going to be very important to his agenda. But other countries around the region might not be able to expect as much largesse from Venezuela as it had before.
Now, you know, Colombia and Venezuela had locked heads just as Uribe was leaving office.
Right.
What do you think the relations will be between those two countries? Because we have large Venezuelan population and a very large Colombian population in South Florida.
And I think both populations here have seen that relations between Venezuela and Colombia have improved significantly since President Juan Manuel Santos took over from President Alvaro Uribe. President Uribe was a much more conservative politician who was much more suspicious of Chavez and the socialist government there, and particularly because there was a feeling that Chavez and his socialist government were aiding the Marxist Colombian guerrillas, which Uribe had such a successful campaign against in the last decade. Santos is much more of a conciliator. He's much more of an interlocutor between, for example, Chavez in the United States, and he has made the not just the political but also the economic relationship between Colombia and Venezuela much smoother.
Why do you think that, and maybe I think a lot of people don't realize unless you've traveled there, that the top part of South America really is the Caribbean?
It's very Caribbean. You go to where my wife is from, Puerto La Cruz, on the northeast coast of Venezuela. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference really from that city from a city in the Dominican Republic or Cuba. The same sort of Spanish dialect, the same sort of culture, same sort of food. Same with Colombia. So you're right. The northern coast of South America is very Caribbean and shares quite a bit of the same flavor.
And that's what's influencing at least some of that at this point.
Oh, sure. No, countries like Venezuela feel a real bond with Caribbean nations, even if they're not Spanish-speaking, like Haiti, which speaks French and Creole, or Jamaica, which speaks English and Patois. Venezuela and Colombia and other Spanish-speaking South American countries on the north coast feel a real affinity for the countries and the islands in the Caribbean.
All right, Tim, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.